A Lake Worth city commissioner was arrested on Monday during a protest outside the Israeli consulate in Miami. Commissioner Kara Jenkins and 35 others were protesting the actions of the Israeli Defense Forces, who shot American Tristan Anderson in the head last Friday in the West Bank village of Nalin. WMNF spoke this afternoon with Commissioner Jenkins about Monday's protest and her arrest.
I was with a group of people outside the consulate, the Israeli consulate in downtown Miami on Monday. We were protesting the treatment of Tristan Anderson, the wounds he suffered by the Israeli military, and the overall injustice happening in Palestine and the aggression of the Israeli military into the Palestinian villages.
Why did you get arrested?
Well, I got arrested because the police determined that our actions were unconstitutional. They decided that we should not be on that part of the sidewalk right in front of the Israeli consulate and wanted us to move across the street. A group of people in South Florida sued the city of Miami a couple of years ago regarding their treatment of free-to-speech activities such as protesting. So I knew that they had already been given orders by a judge to stop their behavior of prohibiting free speech in public right-of-ways such as the sidewalk. So I decided I was not going to sacrifice my civil liberties that day, and I maintained my location on the sidewalk and was arrested for it.
What are the charges, and do you plan on taking action against the police?
The charge is a misdemeanor resisting arrest without violence. I'm thinking about my options in terms of how I'm going to respond to the police for this. And I want to add that, you know, my action wasn't only to defend my civil liberties, but I've also am a friend of Tristan's. I've known him for 14 years, and I thought about what Tristan might do in that situation, and he's a fierce and passionate activist. He's been arrested many, many times, and in his honor, I decided to stand my ground and deal with the night in jail so that I could, you know, really represent what we were there for, which was to send a clear and strong message to both the Israeli government and the U.S. government that we want their terror to the people of Palestine to end.
And some of the members of the city council, including the mayor, have shown support for your actions. And then there have been also some other people in the area who have shown a little bit of discomfort at you being arrested. What's your take on the feeling in Lake Worth about your arrest?
Well, yesterday, right after I got out of jail, I rolled into the St. Patrick's Day parade here in town. And as I was going down the parade route, I got a lot of thumbs up and people screaming supportive and great things. And in general, although there people might not totally understand why I was there, people have a great respect for the Constitution, and they know that if people such as myself and other activists don't hold our ground when it comes to civil liberty violations, that type of liberty is going to erode. So I'm finding this community to be, for the most part, supportive of the actions that I've taken.
And finally, Commissioner Jennings, one comment that did happen is the Anti-Defamation League called your participation, quote, disturbing at the very least. What are your thoughts? Is participating in a demonstration against violence on an American, is that disturbing to you?
You know, it's a real problem that in our country that if you come out with concern about the actions of the Israeli government, then you start being labeled or viewed as someone who is anti-Israel or against Jewish people or some type of a very discouraging label that's put on you. And it's a real problem here. We are so pro-military in our actions, and our government is so pro-military, and the Israeli government is so pro-military, that anybody who stands up to that type of action starts receiving a label of being anti-Semitic. So I was very disappointed to see the Anti-Defamation League say that about me. Anyone knows from my work that I am pro-human rights, regardless of somebody's nationality. And that's what this is. It's a basic human rights issue. It's an ongoing saga for people in Palestine. And to stand up and say what's happening there is an injustice does not make me anti-Semitic.